Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome to Ramadan Reminders by Sapiens Institute. There are two strands in the Quran Allah identifies as being essential for human progress, vitality. And these are the fact that in life you will undergo difficulties and face situations in life, and Allah wants you to be patient in those situations. And the other is when you're going to be cognizant and mindful of the fact that life is going well. Blessings in life, and Allah wants you to be grateful and thankful in that state, to be both patient and thankful. These two different dimensions, Allah wants you to be part of them. Make them part of your own experience in life. Always remember to be patient and to be thankful. And in fact, the beautiful examples that the Prophet set for us in his lifetime is that he exemplified that. To be patient when things are tough, and to be thankful when things are in fact good. In the Quran, Surah Luqman revealed in the stage of Mecca, as a reminder for the believers of Allah, Allah says, وَلَقَدْ أَتَيْنَ لُقْمَانَ الْحِكْمَةِ. We gave wisdom to Luqman. أَنِشْكُرْ لِلَّهِ. To be grateful to Allah. Luqman, of course, is going to give advice to his son. That's the whole paradigm is there. He's giving different advice to his son. But the verses before that begin, in fact, with this verse, that we gave Luqman wisdom to be grateful to Allah. وَمَنْ شَكَرْ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِهِ. Whoever is grateful, thankful, is thankful for his own good. And whoever is ungrateful, Allah is free of all praise and free of all need. That's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember that anybody's denial of Allah is not in any way, going to limit Allah in anything. Allah is majestic, Allah is perfect. We say subhanallah, subhanak, subhanallah means free of all imperfections are you, O Allah. And Allah in Hadith Qudsi says, "O my servants, if the first of you and the last of you and the human of you and the jinn of you, all of you were in the heart of the most corrupt person of you, that wouldn't take anything away from my kingdom. And if all of you, humans and jinn, and beginning and the last of you were in the heart of the most pious one of you, that wouldn't increase my kingdom in anything." Allah is Ghani and Hamid. Allah is free of all praise. Allah is full of all praise and free of all need. That's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you're grateful, Allah would increase you. That's good for yourself. Like a people who are grateful are simply happier people in life. The more ungrateful you are, the least happy you are in life. The more grateful you are, the more you're appreciative of the blessings of Allah, even the small ones around you. That's an important thing for us to always remember in life. As you tread this life, the Quran is calling us to be grateful, to be cognizant of Allah's blessings wherever they are. And all those verses, like in Surah Rum, wa min ayati, from Allah's signs, is for you to have an open mind, an open eye, an open heart in being able to see and reflect upon those many blessings all around you. Think about the fact that you have nerves. You know, we have an amazing thing around our nerves called myelin. Myelin is a sheath and it protects the nerves. The brain gives a signal to the limbs to move through the nerves, and the myelin sheath is a protective sheath. So when you can move, subhanAllah, it's your brain giving that signal. Who controls the brain except Allah? Who made you like that with that amazing, sophisticated creation? Allah is the Khaliq. Allah is the Fatir. Allah is the originator. Allah is the Badi'. Allah is Musawwar. Allah is the fashioner and the shaper. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, the reminder is always there to be cognizant and to remember to be patient when things are tough, and to be grateful when things are going good for you in life. But in all cases, to be always thankful to Allah for His blessings. And that's the advice Luqman is going to give to his son. But the point is, Allah says that's Luqman's wisdom that Allah instilled within him to be grateful. And Allah says, be grateful. And if you're grateful, that will benefit you. You'll improve as a person. Your sense of confidence, your happiness in life will increase. But if you're ungrateful, that won't decrease Allah. It won't have an effect on Allah. Allah is free of all needs and full of all praise, subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah grant all of us wisdom and make us a grateful people. Allahumma ameen.